You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Kieran Pollard scored an outstanding century, his second against Australia, but even that wasn't enough to prevent the home side sealing a 5-wicket victory in the fourth match in Sydney. Shane Watson was in good form again, scoring a half century, as Australia moved into a 4-0 series lead with one match to play, further extending their record of not having lost an ODI at home to the West Indies since 1997. Pollard crunched 109 not out in 136 deliveries, with 11 fours and 2 sixes, as he helped his side recover from 55 for 6, although even his heroics could only haul them up to a score of 220 all out, before Australia closed on 224 for 5 in the 45th over of their reply. Following the game, more changes to the Australia's ODI squad were revealed, with Michael Clarke resting a stiff hamstring, with Matthew Wade and Glenn Maxwell heading to India ahead of a test series. Shaun Marsh, Brad Haddin and Nathan Coulter-Nile join up with the squad ahead of Sunday's final game in Melbourne. Uncapped Coulter-Nile, along with Ben Roorer and Josh Hazlewood, had earlier been called up to the squad for Wednesday's 2020 international. England women haven't beaten their Australian counterparts in a 50-over World Cup game since 1993, and they couldn't have come much closer before going down by just 2 runs this morning in a dramatic low-scoring Super 6 game in Mumbai. Australia were bowled out for 147, and after England recovered from 39 for 6, Australia had to dig deep, and thanks to Holly Firling and finally Erin Osborne, the 5-time champions dismissed their rivals for 145. The result leaves Australia sitting pretty at the top of the Super 6 stage with 6 points, and England now relying on other results to go their way if they are to retain a chance of making it to the final. Following their wins over England and India, Sri Lanka women were brought back down to earth with a 7-wicket thrashing at the hands of New Zealand in their first Super 6 game. The White Ferns attack of Sean Ruck and Lee Tahuhu did the bulk of the damage as they were bundled out for just 103. And in the other game, the West Indies women successfully chased down the 231 they needed to win their opening Super 6 game against South Africa by 2 wickets, South Africa pushing hard until number 10 Shenhill Daly hit the winning boundary.